When I was in my elementary music class, we sat at a desk and sang out of a book. When I came to Portage, I had an amazing mentor teacher who showed me this ORF approach, and I just went, oh, this is what I was meant to do.
Down to the baker shop, mi re do.
Karl ORF was a 20th century German composer who is also the originator of what is known as the ORF Schulwerk. Schulwerk is German for schoolwork.
The ORF Schulwerk is a philosophy. It's not a methodology. There are a lot of music methodologies on how to teach. But the philosophy of the Schulwerk is that you pull from what students know and what you do naturally. So there is a lot of speech and movement because that's what kids do. There's a lot of play. We do a lot of games to learn concepts. Then you know that they've learned that concept when they can all of a sudden say, oh, why don't we do this?
But could you hear them? That was kind of cool. You were keeping a beat.
Today, somebody just started clicking their sticks to the beat. That's part of the ORF approach, is that instead of getting angry at that kid or saying, oh, stop doing that, you should go, oh, let's use that.
Okay, let's all keep the beat with a drip, drop, drip, drop. Everybody, one hand at a time.
When Karl ORF started adding the instruments, he was given an instrument from Africa that had bars that you could move and take off. And so a lot of what we do is set in pentatonic, and we have the kids discover, you know, 3-2, 3-2, where have you seen that pattern? Oh, the black keys on the piano. When you're set in pentatonic, there's no wrong notes. So they may not hit exactly the notes you want, but there's not going to be a dissonance. It's all going to sound good. And so with the metallophones, if you want something that is going to ring, you have that sound. The glockenspiels are much smaller, very dainty. Our xylophones have the wooden bars.
And we sing Simple Simon.
When we started our Simple Simon song, that was all based on Do, Re, Mi, and they actually figured out how to play that on the instruments. So they didn't only hear it, and they saw it visually one way. We also saw it on the staff, and we saw it on the bars, and they start to make all these connections. Oh, this goes up. It's going up step by step. Oh, it goes down. Oh, these notes are repeating. And so they're starting to see patterns, and those patterns are what music is made of. We did a piece in fifth grade that's actually a lullaby, and we did recorder and guitar. When I first sang it to them, they're like, oh, man, a slow song, da-da-da. By the time we finished building all the pieces and putting it all together, we did our final performance, and we got done. And I had one of my fifth grade boys look at me and go, that was beautiful. There are some students who maybe academically are struggling. They come in here, and because it's very hands-on and very tactile and kinesthetic, they're able to excel at it. The smiles on their faces going, oh, yeah, I can do this. I fit.
Do you like this class?
Love it. I like this class because we have a wonderful music teacher, and she lets us play instruments.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.